and welcome to the 5-Minute Business Boost, where you get to choose your 5-Minute Investment. I'm your host, Sam Nix, and I'll be discussing topics under the headings of business development, marketing, photography, and much more. Welcome to the 5-Minute Business Boost. Now, this one is going to be short and sharp after last week's 30-minute one. So sorry for that. So today I'm talking about social media, and it is so fast-paced. There's changes. Every time you open an app, there's an update or there's a new way of doing things. And staying updated with the latest trends is crucial for small businesses aiming to maintain that competitive edge. But with so much happening constantly, how do we keep up? So what I've done is I've read two reports, and I want to today shed some light on these developments through these reports. So I've delved into insights from two sources. The first one is Hootsuite Social Trends 2025 report and the Social Media Examiner's Industry Report 2024. Now, these two reports offer valuable perspectives on the evolving social media environment and provide actionable strategies tailored for small businesses. Now, by understanding and implementing these insights, I am hoping that small businesses can effectively engage their target audiences and drive growth in this ever-changing digital era. After reviewing, I've identified the top five social media insights across both reports that us as small business owners could and should consider for stronger digital marketing strategy in 2025. So let's get started. So, as I said, everything is changing so quickly. You open up Instagram, it's now got a different aspect ratio. You talk to TikTok app and it's got more Australian content because they've changed the algorithm. And if you're an Australian TikTok account holder, you get more Australians in your feed. So things are changing. And it's because of this, small businesses that want to stay ahead need to understand all these emerging trends, adapt their strategies, and make informed decisions about where to invest their time and resources. It's one of the most frequently asked questions I get is about, Sam, where should I, as a business owner, invest my time online? Now, I always hark back to understanding your audience, the trends, and the online landscape, data-driven decisions on which social media platform to be involved in. But we're not drilling down to that today. We're skirting around the top of it. The two major reports, Hootsuite Social Trends 2025 and Social Media Examiner's Industry Report 2024, offer very valuable insights into the biggest shifts happening in social media marketing. Now, I happened to come across these in the last few weeks, see what happens when I have January off and I sit around and read, and I thought, wow, both reports have some amazing insights, and I think business owners, we all need to have a bit more of an understanding. So who is Hootsuite and Social Media Examiner? These industry leaders provide data-driven insights, expert analysis, and actionable strategies to help businesses navigate the constantly evolving digital landscape. What a mouthful. Founded in 2008, Hootsuite is one of the most recognized social media management platforms. Trusted by millions of businesses, Hootsuite helps brands schedule content, track analytics, engage with audiences, and stay ahead of social media trends. Each year, they publish their highly anticipated social trends report, which compiles insights from thousands of marketers, industry experts, and real-world data to predict the biggest shifts shaping social media. Now, whilst I can't say I have an account with them, I'd love to brag that I do love their reports and their in-depth knowledge of analytics and the social media arena. There is a lot I think we can learn from them and apply to our small businesses. And they work with some of the biggest brands out there. Since its launch in 2009, Social Media Examiner has become one of the most trusted authorities in social media marketing. Founded by Michael Stelzner, the platform provides an in-depth research, expert-led content, and real-world case studies to help businesses leverage social media for growth. He has lots of offerings on his website, and the links are below on the transcript, and I'll mention them later. But how I found Michael was digging through podcasts when I was researching a couple of years ago about how I was going to do my podcast, whether or not I was going to do a podcast, and I tripped over his podcast, and I've listened to it religiously for many years, and I've gained so many insights in and around all things social. Each year, Social Media Examiner publishes its Social Media Marketing Industry Report, and it's a very comprehensive study based on surveys from thousands of marketers worldwide. Now, the 2024 edition reveals critical insights into the platform trends, organic versus paid, and the growing role of AI in marketing. So for small businesses, this report offers a roadmap for where to focus efforts in 2025, because it's here, people, God, we're in February, to maximize brand visibility and engagement. So it is really about the rise of AI, keep mentioning it, the dominance of video. And this is what this report, or these two reports, highlight. Now, this is where I'm just going to rip them out and you can take away from what you need to. But I think it is worthwhile understanding these trends and how you can leverage them. So let's get cracking. Number one, video is non-negotiable. Both reports highlight the video content is king. 87% of marketers use video, according to Social Media Examiner, and brands are prioritizing entertainment-driven content from Hootsuite. Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok are the top platforms for video. It's short-form video, however, for the winner. Now, what is the small business takeaway? If your business isn't using video yet, start now. Even short, simple videos, even if it's stories on Instagram, little simple videos, and you can use a template or just do it live or just do it raw, it doesn't matter. And if you do it on your little smartphone or a device, this can increase engagement. I can put up a simple post. Let's pick something, a flower. And it'll get maybe, I don't know, anywhere between 2 to 100 views. If I put up video, anywhere between 100 to 500 views. It's the power of video, people. So Instagram Reels, YouTube Shorts, and TikTok are the key places to post. Number two, AI is here to help, not replace you. So please, all those people that are panicking. 87% of marketers see AI as an opportunity, according to Social Media Examiner. And AI has been used for content creation, strategy, and engagement, according to Hootsuite. So what is the small business takeaway? AI tools like ChatGPT, Canva's Magic Write, and Hootsuite's AI features, of course, there's got to be a plug for Hootsuite's in there, can help generate ideas, create captions, and schedule posts. But human creativity and personal connection remain crucial. Don't rely on AI alone. Now, there are literally thousands of apps out there, people, that you can play with, from photographs right through to content creation. Some are free, but most value is the paid subscriptions. So keep learning about AI. Number three, organic strategies are changing. Less Facebook, more LinkedIn, and more YouTube. Facebook's importance is declining. Now, it's down from 67% overall in 2018 to 44% today, according to Social Media Examiner. YouTube and LinkedIn, however, are growing. 59% plan to increase their YouTube use, and 72% of B2B marketers are focusing on LinkedIn, according to Social Media Examiner. So brands are prioritizing social listening and engagement over posting content, according to Hootsuite. So what is the small business takeaway? If your business relies on Facebook, start exploring new platforms. Consider LinkedIn for networking and thought leadership, especially crucial for business-to-business businesses or B2B, YouTube for educational content, product demos or storytelling. Now, number four, engagement beats passive posting. Get into the conversation. So brands that engage in creator comment sections grow their audiences faster, according to Hootsuite, and customers value conversations, and community over corporate content. So what is the small business takeaway? Just don't post and disappear, I think, is the big one. Try to comment on posts from local businesses, influencers, and customers. Reply quickly to comments and messages. Social media is like a two-way street. And, you know, the big word, collaboration. I keep banging on about it, but consider collaborations with local influencers to increase visibility, or even local businesses that are doing really well socially on any platform. Number five, focus on trends that make sense for your business, not just what is viral. This is a really important one. Brands are moving away from chasing every trend and focusing on what they call microvirality. Can't even say it. Virality. Oh, I think I did it. Within their niche, according to Hootsuite. Trend chasing without a strategy doesn't convert to sales. So what is the small business takeaway? Before jumping on the latest TikTok trend, ask yourself, does this make sense for my audience? Use social listening to track what your customers actually care about and engage with. So, like I said, short and sharp. So what should your small business think about in 2025? You need to invest in video because it's the most engaging format. Use AI as a tool, but don't let it replace authenticity in who you are. Diversify your platforms. Facebook isn't the only option. Look outside, see what other options are there. Engage more. Just don't post. Start real conversations and engage. And the last one, be selective with trends. Focus on what works well for you or your audience, which is more important, but I actually like for you as well. By adapting to these shifts, small businesses can stay competitive, build stronger customer relationships, and grow their online presence in 2025. So which one of those five are you going to have a crack at? Have a go, people. Don't be shy. What's the worst that happens? It ends up in drafts and you think, oh God, that's cringy, and you delete it. Have a crack at it. And if you get a good one, let me know how you go. Until next time, cheerio. Thanks for listening to the 5-Minute Business Boost. For more information, follow me on socials, sign up for my newsie, or check out my website to see how we can work together to reach your small business goals. Remember, anything is possible, especially in the northeast of Victoria. Until next time, cheerio.